Hello and welcome to everything we know about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. If you haven't been keeping up on the news and you don't want to spend 3 hours watching Nintendo Direct, I'm here to give you everything we know. First, we'll start with the characters. Everyone is here. Nintendo's statement shocked us when, in the roster reveal trailer, they announced that not only would they not be dropping any characters from the last Super Smash Bros. For 3DS and Wii U, but that all characters from past games would be returning. Even characters like Corrin, Cloud, and Bayonetta, who were originally DLC characters, will be back. Some characters have been changed, however. For example, Wolf has more speed, Kirby has a chest from The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild as a transformation in his down special, and Shulk's Monado Arts is now easier to use. Fox's design is now based on Star Fox Zero, and his final smash no longer involves the Landmaster. Link's design is based on Breath of the Wild, his down special now uses remote bombs, and his final smash is now Ancient Arrows. In fact, lots of the final smashes have been changed. Sonic's is now faster, along with Pac-Man's. Donkey Kong's is now a series of rapid-fire punches, Zero Suit Samus now climbs onto her gunship and fires a giant laser. Yoshi's is now a stampede of Yoshi's. While we're on the subject of fighters, I should probably mention that Dark Pit and Lucina are being treated differently. They're now their own class of fighters, called Echo Fighters. Now, let's talk about new fighters coming to the series. Our first new fighter is Inkling from Splatoon. Its moveset features weapons from Splatoon, such as the Splattershot, Splat Roller, Splat Bombs, Blaster, Slosher, and, as the final smash, the Killer Whale. Our next new fighter is one that many people have been requesting since Super Smash Bros. Melee was announced, Ridley from the Metroid series. His moveset is hard to use at first, but once mastered, is really good. It features fireballs, dragging opponents across the floor, and his tail. Another new fighter in the game is Simon Belmont from the Castlevania series. His moveset features his Holy Whip and many sub-weapons from the series, such as the Axe, Cross, and Holy Water. Another new fighter is King K. Rool from the Donkey Kong series. His moveset has many attacks he uses during his memorable boss fights. There's also Isabelle from Animal Crossing. Her moveset is similar to Villager's, but the side special is now a fishing rod that can grab and throw opponents, even in the air, and for her down special, she plants a seed in the ground that, when stepped on by another fighter, sprouts a Lloyd that flies into the air, carrying the opponent with it. The last new fighter is Incineroar from Pokemon. He's a heavy fighter with powerful throws. Every time you pull off an attack successfully, he cheers for himself. That's all of our fighters. However, there are still many new Echo Fighters. Daisy is an Echo to Peach, Chrom is an Echo to Roy, Dark Samus is an Echo to Samus, Richter to Simon, and Ken to Ryu. That's all of the fighters that come with the game, but Nintendo has revealed that DLC will be coming. All they've said is that Piranha Plant from the Mario series will be a DLC fighter, but if you get the game early, you get it for free. That brings us to a roster of 76 fighters, if you count Echo Fighters and count Pokemon Trainer as 3. Another new DLC character they revealed is Joker from Persona 5. Now let's move on to stages. Like characters, all stages are returning. Stages from Super Smash Bros. For N64 will have an option to keep their look from that game. Stages from Brawl and Melee will have improved graphics. The only returning stage that has changes already announced is Wily Castle. It will have all its hazards from both past versions of itself. Battlefield, Big Battlefield, and Final Destination are all, once again, redesigned. Now for new stages. First off is New Donk City Hall from Super Mario Odyssey. A platform moves around the building, landing occasionally, and when it lands, Pauline and her musicians show up. Touching one of them makes them play their music. Our next stage is the Great Plateau Tower from The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You can destroy the ceiling, and every now and then, the old man shows up. The next stage is Moray Towers from Splatoon. It has a day-night cycle, and at night, Judd and Lil Judd will wake up and dance as Splatfest music plays. It has ramps that you can go through at will. The next stage is Dracula's Castle from Castlevania. This is the darkest stage in the series. If you hit the candlesticks, items pop out. Monsters from the series can come and attack you. If conditions are met, Dracula himself even shows up as a boss. All in all, there are 103 stages. However, each stage has both a new battlefield and Omega form. And, new to the series, there's an ability to have one stage change to another in the middle of a fight. Now for the items. Almost all items from previous games are returning. New items are a banana gun, which shoots a banana at an opponent, and the user is left with the peel. A baseball item, similar to the soccer ball, a black hole that draws nearby players and items in, bombers from Kirby, which are a powerful explosive, Death's Scythe from Castlevania, which instantly KOs highly damaged opponents, a fake smash ball which looks similar, but the horizontal line is thicker. If broken, it explodes. There is also a healing field, which is thrown on the ground, and anyone who stands in it is gradually healed. A healing sprout, which sticks to fighters and heals them. The killing edge from Fire Emblem, which sometimes glows and does more damage. A rage blaster, which does more damage the higher your damage is. The rambling evil mushroom from Earthbound, which causes mushrooms to grow on opponents' heads and reverse their controls. A staff from Kid Icarus, which does more damage the farther away you are from an opponent. And a super launch star from Super Mario Galaxy, which attracts and launches characters that get too close. There are 55 Pokemon from the Pokeball, with newcomers being Vulpix, Alolan Vulpix, Alolan Exeggutor, Beware, Mimikyu, Solgaleo, Lunala, Alolan Raichu, Pukumuku, Togedemaru, Tapu Koko, Abra, Ditto, and Marshadow. There are 59 assist trophies, with new ones being Crystal from Star Fox Adventures, Guile from Street Fighter II, the Squid Sisters from Splatoon, Bomberman from Bomberman, Akira Yuki from Virtua Fighter, Alucard from Castlevania, Burrowing Snarget from Pikmin, Zero from Mega Man X, Shovel Knight from Shovel Knight, the Moon from The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, Shelf Kowalski from Kirby, the Rathalos from Monster Hunter, Black Knight from Fire Emblem Path of Radiance, Rodan from Bayonetta, Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog, Yuri Kozukata from Fatal Frame, Sukapon from Joy Mech Fight, Arcade Bunny from Nintendo Badge Arcade, Claptrap from Donkey Kong Country, Cap'n from Animal Crossing, Thwomp from Mario, Springman from ARMS, Wily Capsule from Mega Man, Flies in Hand from Mario Paint, Vince from Art Academy, Tiki from Fire Emblem, and Niki from Swap Note. Nintendo has also announced new Mii Fighter costumes will be coming, but it would take too long to list them all here. Let's move on to other things. Spirits. The Super Smash Bros. Series is all about fighters being toys who need to fight to return to their real world. However, some characters' physical forms have been destroyed. If you free them through battles with situations that may remind you of the character they're based on, then they can help you out. Now you may be asking, how did these characters lose their physical forms? Well, during the last Nintendo Direct, Nintendo revealed a trailer showing a bright light consuming all of our beloved characters, except for one, Kirby. This was the trailer for the new adventure mode, World of Light. It looks similar to Super Smash Bros. Wii U's Smash Tour mode. Your character moves around on a giant map, encountering enemies that you have to fight. Well, that's all there is to say about this. I hope you get Super Smash Bros. Ultimate and do some reading yourself. Thank you.